I'm not going to be with you long. I just want to lift up a few words that hopefully we can reason together from the Word of God found in the prophet, found in Joshua. Would you turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. Amen. We'll find our way over to John, but we wanted to deal with Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. I'm just going to read a few verses in chapter 1 of the book of Joshua. Verse 6. I want to start right there. Verse 6. The word of the Lord reads this way. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. I want to talk just for a few minutes, brothers and sisters, from a very simple text, the secret of success. How do we become successful? Amen. How many of you want to be successful? Amen. 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 Want to be. And the key to this, obviously, brothers and sisters, is we're not all where we want to be yet. It doesn't matter what age you are. You're not where you desire to be just yet. At least I know I'm not. I think that I'm still in the phase of growing. Amen. I may not grow anymore in my height. I may not grow. I try not to grow anymore in my weight. But I can surely grow spiritually. And the key to this is that, brothers and sisters, we have for years misconstrued what success really is. In a society where we're defined by our goals, our achievements, our possessions, our intellect, and ultimately our financial stability, we wrestle with what success really looks like or what it should be like. We are taught and even encouraged at an early age to strive to be the best, even if it means it has to be that the demise of someone else. But who's to say because one has achieved academic prowess, financial security, acclaimed status, or wealth of possessions that he or she is successful? Why is it that we don't weigh success from a spiritual scale? If we did so, we could understand success is really based on our obedience and trust in God Almighty. Let me see if I can say that one more time. Success is really weighed by our obedience and our trust in the Almighty God. So the real question is, are you successful weighing yourself by that scale? Have you found the true meaning of what it means to have success? Well, let me just for a minute share with you what I believe the secret of success is, and it's in the text. It's in the text. First, brothers and sisters, I'm reminded, I'm very simplistic, and I try to go back to some things that help me to remind myself how to be successful. Amen. I was up here wrestling for a few minutes with Pastor Sterling Hawkins and Donna and Ella. We were just trying to figure out, what the other house, the three little pigs made, was made out of. So let me see if I can start right there because there's a small story in this with the three little pigs and the big bad wolf. And the Bible, the Bible helps us to understand how to deal with their problem. And you recall, if you still remember, like I tried to remember, that there was this wolf who was after these three little pigs. And the story says that one made their house out of sticks. The other made their house out of straw. And the other made their house out of brick. You remember that, right? And the story says that the howling wolf came and he huffed and he puffed until he blew the houses. And the first house that was made out of stick crumbled because the wolf blew it down. The second house was made out of straw or hay, and he blew the house down. Well, that leads us to one other house, the one that was made out of brick. And that's what I want to see if we can understand how to be successful, because in order to understand that, we've got to understand that success is defined at attainment of something desired or attempted, accomplished, prospered, fame, person, thing that is successful. And to be prosper, to have prosperity means to bloom, to blossom, to burgeon, to progress, to do all the right things to get ahead. That's what it means. But what is Joshua trying to tell us in the text today as we enter into this Advent season and we deal with success? I'm glad you asked. We learned from the background of the text about the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua, much like the other books in the Bible, is primarily a book of the study and the nature of God. First of all, brothers and sisters, to be successful, you've got to know God. You have to know Him for yourself. You cannot ask anybody who is God if you have no idea who God is for yourself. By that, what I mean is God reveals Himself in various aspects of who God is. I came to know God because He found me one day. Amen. I may not have been looking for Him, but thanks be to God, He found me. Have I got anybody in the building that can witness to the fact that God found me? I wasn't looking for Him. I was minding my own business, enjoying life, drinking and partying. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not in the wrong church. And nobody in here ever did any stuff like that. Some of you done a whole lot worse than that. But thanks be to God, He found you right where you... I was going to church every Sunday, but He found me dancing in a club one night. That's where He found me. I don't know where He found you. Success means that we have to understand three things. God is the God of Israel, God is holy, and God is the God of war. So we find ourselves in this text right in the very beginning with God setting a sure foundation, making something that is brick. He is the God of Israel because he reminds the Israelites that he fulfills His promise that He made to Abraham, to give the land of Canaan to him and his descendants, to demonstrate that His covenant-keeping God, He is also righteous. He reminds them that He's holy because He doesn't tolerate wickedness and rebellion. The Canaanites were wicked and God dealt with their wickedness as He would do also with us. He is also the God of war because He fights for us. So here in the text, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. Here we begin to see the commission of God that God gives to Joshua, and in turn, God gives to His people. The first speech given by Joshua is where I would like to concentrate on this morning. Crossing the Jordan, acquiring territory promised to Moses, apportioning or dividing the land to the people, and obeying God's teaching as a requisite for success and prosperity. Let's look at the text, brothers and sisters. The first thing He says to them is to what? Be strong. God does not want any mamby-pamby Christians. He wants some folks that know how to be strong. In other words, be resolute, be determined, be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. He needs some folks who will stand up in the midst of struggles and trials and tribulations, even when it hurts us to do so. We just spent some moments, a few hours ago, eating all we can eat, being thankful for what we have. But God is not saying that eat all you can eat. He's saying, I need some folks who will be strong, who know how to worship me and be strong, who know how to serve me and be strong. Despite what's coming against you, be strong. Ephesians said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that you're able to withstand the fiery enemies, darts of the enemy. And he says, then you can stand. God wants some folks in the church of the living God that will stand. And not just stand for anything, but stand for the right thing. That's a struggle we have in the church. It is. It is a struggle. Because we refuse to stand. Sometimes you've got to stand even if you're standing by yourself. I know it's awkward. But if you got to be the only one worshiping, worship by yourself. You got to be the only one praising, praise by yourself. You got to be the only one praying, pray by yourself. But give God everything you have, because in giving God everything you have, God will bless you. How many of you know God will bless you when you give him everything you have? When you wake up in the morning, give him what you have. Give him all your energy, all your focus, all your devotion, all your growth. Give it to him. We spend so much time giving God. Some of us right here now are worn out because we've been shopping all day and all night, but we haven't given God 10 minutes of our time. I dare you just for a moment to take a praise break and say, God, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for bringing me out to the house of the Lord. I thank you for making me successful. Here's the thing with success. You may not see how successful you are, but God sees it, because God sees where he wants you to be. You missed it. You missed it. You missed it. God does not see where you are. God sees where you are supposed to be. Let me see if I can say that one more time. This for some of the folk like me who lift their hand in their pocket and only pull out lint. God does not see where you are. God sees where you're supposed to be, because he promised you that he was going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you'll be unable enough to receive if you are obedient. Do I have anybody who wants to be obedient in the house? That's where we struggle. Oh, don't you say that word, obey, preacher. Be strong. Then he says, be faithful. Revelations 2:10 says, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Lastly, brothers and sisters, he says to them, be strong, be courageous. But here's the key that I wanted to leave with you this morning. Because he says here, and it's right in the book. He says, if you do not deviate from the instructions Moses gave you, then you will be successful in everything you do. What is he saying is, you've got to stay in the word. Stay in the word. It's a struggle trying to make it through life and not be in the word. Do I have anybody who understands that you cannot be successful if you do not stay in God's word? He says, if you stay in the word, then you won't go to the right, or you won't go to the left. You won't get caught up with any wind of doctrine that comes your way. But you'll stay strong. Don't deviate from the word of God. Psalms 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my pathway. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is the discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. 119, Psalms 11 says, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. John says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word came from God, and he became flesh and dwelt among us. And if there's anybody here this morning that wants to be successful, you better stay in Read it when you're sick. Read it when you're broke. Read it when you're going through trials. Read it when you're crying. Read it when you're struggling. Read it when you're suffering. Read it when you're happy. Read it when you're sad. Read it when you're joyful. Read it when you're by yourself. Read it when you're in company. Stay in the Word of God. Oh, brothers and sisters, the reason why the Word of God is good, because it's a sure foundation. That's why I told you earlier about the three little pigs, because the devil will come against you. But if your house is built out of sticks, then sticks won't last. If your house is built out of straw, straw won't last. But if you got a brick house, the brick is Jesus. He is the joy of my salvation. The brick is Jesus. He is the rock hewn out of yonder's mountain. The brick is Jesus. He is the cornerstone of the church. Jesus. You know how you feel about it today? But I get happy, because it does not mean trouble will not come. How many of you know trouble's coming? It's going to come whether you like it or not. You don't even have to invite it in. It's going to come on in. Because trouble does find us. But I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Have I got a witness in the building today? That even though I'm going through right now, I'm still successful. Even though I'm crying right now, I'm still successful. Even though I might be broke, I'm still successful. Even though I've got a lot of money, money does not define me, because I'm still successful. We've got to tell. Here's the thing. I'm so glad Minister Holly talked about this in his prayer. Because, brothers and sisters, we don't really grasp the power of the mind. And we don't really talk about how the enemy fights in spiritual wars. We don't like to do that in the church much. Don't you talk about that. Don't you talk about demons and hell and no, because I just want to shout myself in the. Yeah, but you know what? Everybody ain't going to be shouting on their way to heaven. Some folks are going to be struggling on their way in. Some folks going to get pulled on their way in. Some of folks will struggle and suffer on their way in. But thanks be to God, you're still on your way in. Because the truth of the matter is, ain't no demon and no devil, ain't no opposition, ain't no hellhound can stop me from praising my God. I'm successful because I know how to worship. I'm successful because I know how to praise. I'm successful because I know who Jesus is. Is there anybody here who knows who Jesus is? Did he wake you up this morning? Did he start you on your way? Did he save you? Did he heal you? Did he deliver you? Did he bring you out? Secret of success is that I'm rooted in a firm foundation. You can't push me. You can't move me. You can't sway me. You can't leave me. Because nobody can do me like Jesus. Be strong. Be courageous. Stay in the Word. Be courageous. You know what courageous is? Courageous is standing against and standing firm. But you can do that when you're living in a brick house. Tell somebody, I'm living in a brick house. Hallelujah. And I'm successful. Because God promised me that I will make it to the other side. Here's just to this and I'm done. He was saying to them, you spent 40 years on a 10-day journey. Don't you think some of us have wasted enough time? Isn't it time to walk on in to our promise? I dare you today, whatever it is that's holding you back, to listen to the word of God. You're going to have enemies. You're going to have friends. You're going to have more enemies than you do friends. You're going to have hellhounds. You're going to have struggles. You're going to make mistakes. Anybody ever make any mistakes? To someone who does not know the Lord, this is, the church is nothing but a place full of people who made mistakes. Don't you think, I hope you don't think if you walked in here, you walked into a perfect place. Some of us can't even walk perfect. I've often said our bodies aren't even perfect. There's always one hand bigger than the other. One shoe bigger than the other. One foot, rather, bigger than the other. But we serve a perfect God. And we stand before Him. We stand before Him justified. When John speaks of Jesus becoming flesh and dwelling among us, he's talking about the way that we can be successful.